Good morning, and welcome to We Graduate, the radio show made by students, for students. It's a sunny winter day in this beautiful city of Düsseldorf. This is your host Alex, and we are live to bring you recent news and interesting stories, everything campus related. Winter term is now almost 2 months old. If you survived freshman mania and start of semester parties, everyday life is now settling in, and it's now time to look at opportunities to spend spare time you worked so hard for. Were you the star of your basketball team in high school? Did you hold any athletic record in your hometown? If so, congratulations, you're a badass. If not, it does not matter at all. The Hochschulsport of the University of Düsseldorf offers everything, from athletics to Zumba, for beginners and experts. You can continue the sport you have fallen in love with many years ago, or you can pick up a completely new one. The range of activities seems sheer endless. Today, we want to help you get an overview, so we sent some of our reporters out to try some of the sports for you. The first reporter we send out is Kim. She's a semi-professional handball athlete. We wanted to see whether the Hochschulsport can hang with one of the best.
Guess what the coolest sport in the world is? Of course, it's handball. You've heard of it, haven't you? The thing is, my Canadian friends had no clue. Not at all. For them, sports such as baseball and American football are typical for their culture, but they've never heard of handball before, which was quite weird to me because here in Germany, it's one of the most popular sports ever. I had to start at the very beginning. I explained to them that handball is like soccer, only that players of handball play soccer for warm-up. So what is it about? How is it played and what are the aims? Well, handball is a team sport with 6 outfield players and 1 goalkeeper who are on the court, whereas the other players of the team have to pause. The game is played on a court that is 40 by 20 meters, which is quite similar to a basketball field, but still it's a lot smaller compared to a soccer field. But it is not less exhausting, for handball is a very passionate sport, because not only do the players have to have enormous strength, because body contact is inevitable, but most of the players do also have a great fitness. So, how is it played? The players pass the ball, very often use certain tricks, and try to throw it into the other team's goal. The team that has scored more goals wins. In contrast to soccer, goals are scored very frequently, because both teams have at least 20 goals on their account. Imagine, the board shows a count of, let's say, 27-27 in the 59th minute. The very last minute of the match has come, for a match consists of 2 periods of 30 minutes each, and the gym roars of excitement. This is a great feeling, I can tell you. So, if you want to do something for your fitness and health, just try it handball. It's a very sport and fun is guaranteed.
Handball is one of the most played sports in Germany, so there's no doubt that it has to be represented in the Hochschulsport. But what about less popular sports? What about roller derby, for example? If right now you have no clue whatsoever, that's okay. We hadn't either. That's why we wanted Anna to find out more about roller derby.
Roller derby? Doesn't ring a bell, does it? When I heard it for the first time, I had no clue what it was about or what you were supposed to do when you participate in that sport. I just knew about the movie Whip It with Drew Barrymore, Ellen Page, and roller skates. Yes, roller skates. Those fancy skates people in the 80s seem to enjoy. But roller derby is so much more than just the skates. Mostly played by women, it originated in the States in the 1930s and made its way over the big pond to our university. Starting this semester, all students are more than welcome to learn how to skate, break, fall, and block. Roller derby is a full contact sport played by 5 players. One of those players is the jammer. They are supposed to score by passing the opposite team. It's not that easy though. Blockers try to stop the jammer from scoring, and that's where the fun begins. Blockers are not only allowed to block the jammer, but also push them away or nudge them. The reason why it's called a full contact sport. I asked Frederica Windisch, a friend of mine, why she chose roller derby as a free time activity. She said she's not a very athletic person and was looking for a sport which is a little different from the others. She knew about the movie Whip It and thought about giving it a try. I wanted to know what to expect at practice as well. Frederica said, first, you learn how to skate properly and also how to break and fall. When that works more or less, we learn how to block the jammer and how to nudge them. It is mostly practical exercise with a little bit of theory. Have I drawn your interest in roller derby? Well, go check out the Hochschulsport webpage for more info.
Thanks, Anna. Some, very few, think that sports is a waste of time. Unless you're a professional football player earning millions, what advantage of sport do you get except the six-pack abs and the ability to eat more? At We Graduate, we embraced that idea and looked up something useful for everyday life. What we came up with, Katie will tell you more about. Just one thing in advance. Next time you try to pick up a girl at 4 o'clock in the Altstadt, be aware of Katie.
Whether it's just trouble in everyday life, sexual harassment or life-threatening assaults, nobody should surrender without a fight. According to the statistics, nearly 95% of assaults can be stopped if the victim uses some kind of defense. Statistically speaking, nearly 80% of assaults take place among acquaintances, and the brutality of the attack rises with the intensity of the relationship between criminal and victim. You thought that assaults only occur when you're out alone at night, being attacked by a stranger? No way. In the safe defense class, you will be taught self-defense techniques and combination of movements based on protective instincts and reactions, which are easy to learn. The course places high value on efficiency and not on choreography, so don't be afraid to show up. The class goes out to anybody, whether you are female or male. Your age and fitness basics do not matter at all. Key aspects of activity will be the prevention of violence, self-assertion, self-defense, and civil courage. You're not expected to have any experience with martial arts. Just show up, that's all we need for this class.
Of course, handball, roller derby, and safe defense are just three out of many opportunities. We just wanted to show you that the university is more than a place to study. It offers a variety of activities, and sports is just one of them. Even if you're not an ace, at least not yet, you're always welcome to meet friends, and more important, make new friends. This was the morning on We Graduate. We wish you a productive and fun day at the university. I'm your host, Alex. Stay tuned for more campus-related stories.